do roll call
here.
Justin's here.
Justin's here. Ann's here. Here.
Mike's here. And we'll do the pledge.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I think I left my pen.
Chelsea Obama's speech.
Except for
here you go.
What? No.
So did you hear how he used the pledge of allegiance? I got chills when he used the pledge of allegiance at the end of his speech. It was great.
Oh, I guess I didn't hear it.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Obama?
Yeah, he's a great orator.
He is that. I have to say. That's how he got elected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad he wouldn't do the Pledge of Allegiance during the campaign.
Oh. But. So he didn't do the pledge, but he used parts of it in the speech?
Yes.
Yeah,
he did
a great job.
It was a good speech. All right. Any added agenda items?
Well, the only thing is I'd like to continue our conversation from last time about the focus of the committee itself and what where the committee's maybe going to end up.
Well, I don't think that's worth talking about until we get direction from the City Council.
What's going on? I don't think I was here.
Yeah, Justin wasn't here, so maybe we could just discuss it.
I haven't heard it, so.
So Justin's here. And you're going to have to take it to the City Council to get recommendation from the City Council.
So what?
What are we talking about?
Well, do you want to talk about it now, or what do you want to do?
I want to add an agenda item if you have one.
That would be my added agenda item.
What are we calling this added?
The role of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good. I like that.
Under what item?
Well, we can do it before applications.
Okay.
Did you not get an agenda?
And the other thing I just wanted to review with the committee is the quick look at the numbers.
Oh, good. Yeah, that'd be great.
And I don't have a copy of the minutes with me because you
usually... Yeah, I printed some out. They're over there. I think they're over closer to...
There you go.
All right.
We're just talking about... May I have a copy, too, please?
Mm, yes, you may.
Thanks, Sam.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any changes to the minutes anyone has? Patty sent out an email a little while ago.
I didn't see anything when I read them the first time. So.
Justin, you still can't get emails from me?
The file format is weird.
Yeah, I get agendas, but not the minutes. But I get it.
Well, see, I'm working on a Mac, and Mac Mail or.
Yeah, Mac Mail
or Entourage.
Mac Mail.
Yeah. Well, that's doing something goofy then. Okay. Any changes to the minutes?
No. I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
Okay. Second?
I can't second them because I wasn't there.
It's true. Okay.
Well, then I'll second them. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. But because... No,
all right. Role of the committee.
Well, just briefly, I mean, we belabored it quite a bit last time, but Justin wasn't here. So Linda Johnson's the one that sort of brought it up, and we started this big conversation about exactly what we're supposed to do in this committee. And the way I see it is the actual nuts and bolts role of the committee is to disperse these funds. So we determine through this application if the funds can go to this group because their event meets our criteria. That's just down to the nuts and bolts. But we keep bringing in these other little events come in, like the karate guy came in the one time, and I just really feel, as well as because of the statistic that the Visitors Authority does 80% of the, and I don't know where they get 80%, they do, in my mind, more like 90% of the marketing of Lapine, events in Lapine, is done through the Visitors Authority, and yet they only get about 50% of the TRT funds. So I really feel that 90% of the money, or virtually all the money that the city doesn't hold aside, could go to the Visitors Authority, and all the people with all their little events go through them. They determine if it meets their criteria, and then they can help them with the marketing part of it. You know, they're perfectly able to say, well, you know, yeah, this is a great event, but we think you need to do this and this, and how have you thought about doing this? And that's not really what this committee is about, is marketing. We're just, I mean, as much as we, I'm as bad as you, Mike. I want to, you know, help these people have a great event. I love planning events, and so I want to, you know, get on board with that. But that's not really what this was about.
The way I understand this committee, the main job is to evaluate applications. Our job is not to disperse funds. Our job is, I'm going to split hairs.
We're making a recommendation to the city council to disperse
funds. That's where I'm splitting hairs. So our job is not necessarily to disperse funds. That's the city council's job. Our job is to evaluate the applications and evaluate the best use of the funds, the best bang for the buck. I agree with you, bless you. I agree with you that from what I've seen, the best way to get the best bang for the buck is to have the Visitors Center manage the bulk of the event type of things that go in. Now, you know, last year we had Parks and Rec apply for funding for, was it?
Tourism facilities.
Yeah, so that wasn't an event. It was funding to help keep parks going, which brings in visitors and things like that, and so that didn't need to go under anything with the Visitors Center. The way I see it, our job is to evaluate the applications, and I think Linda's concern or frustration, at least from what I read in the minutes, was that it's hard for the little guy to come in and get money.
It's a really convoluted process.
I would tend to disagree that, at least I know the way that Dan has worked it at the Visitor Center, he's been over backwards to try and help the little guys, whether it's Jade's Jazz or the Car Club or some of those events.
Well, that's true. The little guys, they think they have to come, to get the money, they have to come through here.
Well,
when they really should be going to the visitors.
But we're just, well, that, I don't know that that's been, you know, ordained anywhere.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, I think, should happen is, now the Car Club finally came to the realization that they go, they're going to go through the Visitor Center. This karate club, if they meet the criteria, they'd be the ideal one. Have those two girls that came in and took notes and have them take all this out and make this application. It's just, it's not something a small thing like that should be doing. That's the way I see it, is that, and maybe we make that distinction, anything that is conceived of as an event, bring tourists in, it should all go to the Visitor Center, with some funds held aside for things like Park and Rec, more
Well, you don't have actual events.
We have a defined application period that's publicly announced. And so I don't think that there's any need to set aside funds for Park and Rec unless they formally apply. Yeah. I mean, they apply during the same time period that everybody else does.
I just think part of our application, too, makes it difficult for someone like Dan of the Visitor Center to, he can't anticipate all the little things that are going to be coming to him. And so he can't call out in his application that, yeah, I'm going to need $500 because the karate might do a tournament and it might meet our, you know, criteria and I'll need some money for that. There's all these little things that are going to pop up next year that he certainly doesn't know about this year.
So what you're
saying that
is
they
that
administer the
a
money.
A better approach might be that the city determines X amount of dollars goes to the Visitor Center and let the Visitor Center evaluate all event-driven types of things, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. as just as they do for marketing and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And then if there are other applications like a Park and Rec come in, then that's evaluated mm-hmm. By either us or the city council
or
somebody. And if they're not, then that money would go to the Visitor Center as well. Is that what you're pretty
well,
much
well, I know the city holds back a certain amount.
Yeah, but that goes into the general fund.
Does it?
That goes
the 30%.
That goes into the general fund to pay bills.
So, then,
I don't think
yeah,
it's
I guess
budget
that
to keep that out from paying bills to hold
so
us
so
up.
So can you do this? If you don't, if you determine that you're going to give the Visitor Center X amount of X percentage of the money that's coming in, and you're going to hold back 10%. And if no one makes application for that 10%, that's something different than an event.
Well, about how much have you been giving out to events?
We don't give well, money to events. We give money to for the marketing of events.
Well, but I mean, it's going to the event. It's going.
Yeah, basically,
yeah.
What we've been doing since I've been involved is we evaluate the applications for validity according to the ordinances that we've been given to use, and then we have, at least last year, and it's working very well because the Visitor Center under Dan's direction is kind of pulling the money, especially with like Frontier Days and the radio. You can go to a radio station or another media and say, I've got a pool of money that I need to use to market to events.
Well, and that's I think there could be even more money for that.
Right.
To leverage all the
rather
events.
Than having each individual event apply and let's say, you know, Frontier Days, rodeo, somebody else applies.
So what you're saying, I didn't realize, so what you're saying is these groups, you don't give the rodeo $500. He keeps it at the Visitors Bureau, Visitor Center, and then he packages some advertising mm-hmm. with whatever, and they, I don't know if they throw extra money in, or but that's the chamber's kind of contribution.
In the past, the money was given to...
And it's for promotions, advertising, radio, whatever.
Right.
Outside of the 50-mile radius. So then the rodeo would do their own marketing for within the 50-mile radius.
Right.
And Frontier Day does their own marketing for that.
Right.
See, the problem is that, you know, when I came on, it was willy-nilly. We had people buying radio from radio stations that pretty much didn't reach out of the city limits of Bend, much less get outside of, you know, it was like listening to KITC. You turn your ear one way, you can't hear it. I was asking applicants last year, why are you buying radio? Oh, well, because that's, you know, well, the plain fact of the matter is that nobody really did any demographic studies or market research on how far these radio stations reach and whether or not they're actually driving tourism in. And I had that knowledge because I do part of that as my business. So some of that became a bit scrutinized a little bit better. And now that's more or less under the visitor center management to say, okay, Bend Radio or Horizon or Combined or whomever, I've got a pool of money. I need to reach a demographic of this age, this gender, and this geographical location. What do you got?
That, if that's the case, if we're not, if you're just, if basically the Tourism Bureau Center is keeping this and doing it, why go through this false role with a city committee that has a recorder, minutes, tape recorder, internet, all that? Really,
because quite frankly, because the city council 4 years ago asked the committee to come and said, you know, this is what you should be doing.
That's what I'm asking. So if we're here,
that's what I'm saying.
Could it be done? Could we make it smoother to where that allocation, say it's 40 grand or whatever it's going to be, it's simply given to the chamber, and then they can decide what groups they want to back because they're doing advertising and things.
Yes, I want to be careful by saying that because, again, you know, we talked about the karate thing, and they just plain didn't qualify. So you can't just have, you know, the Cub Scouts selling, or the Girl Scouts selling.
You guys, but I mean, the chamber would go through a process to decide.
Yeah, the chamber would need to perform the same acid test that we're kind of doing, kind of that filtering process.
I mean, the definition is so broad. You can promote about what you
want. And I mean, Dan's been doing this long enough that he knows.
Do you think that would be better? Quarterly. Say it's 40 grand.
But
every quarter gave you 10 grand, and then you decide what events are coming, when they're coming, and then you do it. Then the money, like to Justin, I would have separated in our budget where we would give to them, or you know, you could have that 2% that they set aside. I'm going to have that in our budget this year as an extra separate line item. We get groups that still come to us, a group that wants $100 or $200. We get a few of those.
What? Yeah. And so does the visitor center.
And, you know, out of the money the chamber gets, they have to decide. Maybe we set aside $1,000 for these little $100 people. And we just say, you know, we're going to have about 10 of them available. You don't tell anyone that. You just kind of, I mean, you can't be everything for everyone.
But see, what? Dan's taken it a step further this year, and he's got each of the groups that are working within that umbrella helping to promote each other's events.
Right. Yeah.
And which I think is good.
Yeah, for the bigger events, it's.
But what role do you think? I hear he's shaking. Is it what role do we really need to have with a full city recorder sitting here? Again, forgetting that that's what they wanted in the past. As we're reinventing and doing things, is it necessary?
Well,
you guys could all meet at the chamber office.
Actually, quite frankly, you know, if we did it that way, certainly, you know, Dan would need some assistance to help just manage that whole thing.
Well, we don't really manage it other than writing a check.
I know, but you know.
So who's managing it now?
At this point, all we're doing is just reviewing his application. He's having to get everybody.
And he's just
we're jumping through hoops.
But he's going to do the same thing.
The thing that the city council has to decide is, do I want to take on the non-visitor center applications or requests? Do I want to take that on as a role that I want to do, whether it's you or the...
No, I mean, I thought that you said that you guys are doing that.
Well, we are.
Okay.
But if you dissolve the committee and send X amount of dollars to the visitor center, you're still going to get apps from people like...
No, I'm just saying is that the visitor center, you just retitle it. You could have met in this building tonight. It would have just been a chamber subcommittee.
Well, I think more of Mike's getting that, and I think kind of how I view it. So at the city of Wilsonville, we had a committee, and it was comprised of several other people, and there were groups that would apply. And, you know, just as in La Pine, typically the same groups got the same money to advertise. There was Fun in the Park. There was, you know, a concert series. There was a couple other things that got money for the events, you know, for the marketing. And, you know, the group would get together, they did art. They even did art installations and called it, I think, tourism facilities. And a portion of the TRT monies went to community art projects or kind of a rotating art installation. But I think the committee is important because it provides the accountability that I think taxpayers and the hotel community expect. So if we were to, you know, let I mean, kind of essentially hand, I mean, if we're, there's always going to be those little ones, there's always going to be maybe some facilities, and the committee is probably still, it still makes sense to have a committee, and maybe instead of having four meetings, we just, honestly, have one or two.
We have one.
Yeah, we have one meeting. In that meeting, we recommend $40,000 for the chamber, you know, and then we consider everybody else's application and in comparison with the criteria, and we make an allocation based on that.
And,
you know, and I think we could do it in two meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chamber is responsible for coming and saying, hey, here's our report, here's how we spent the money last year, here's what the performance of our marketing, and the committee says, you know, we ask the hard questions. Hey, did you, how many from XYZ zip code did you meet? How many from ABC zip code did you meet? That's great. You know, thank you for your time. You know, we think you're doing a great job. Maybe you might want to tweak this. Oh, hey, Mike has this new marketing idea, and Anna has a great idea, too. You know, maybe we could throw that at the chamber. They say, great, you know, good idea. And then the next meeting, we approve it, and we're done.
And so
I like the idea of the chamber or the visitor center giving it the report instead of trying to make up. And so he's trying to second guess what he's going to need for next year. He's trying to put in money for something that he has no idea if someone's going to come in. Just like the race car thing came at the last minute, and the car club now came in, you know, at the last minute because they decided to go to the visitor center.
Well, here's the decision that has to be made is whether or not, you know, how much more work do you guys as counselors want to do? And do you want to do?
Well, see, Ross, I mean, this it isn't really us. I can tell you what happened. I was here when we did this last year. Someone gave a report. It was probably a five-minute discussion. The council just rubber-stamped the list. The council is not going to say, you know what, I think you need to give 200 more to this one and not to this one.
No.
So why do you keep saying we're going to have more work?
No, what I'm saying is, here's the, I think you're misunderstanding. I was the one who gave the report to the council last year. But if you dissolve the committee as an official city committee.
The chamber president would come in and give a report. We've had a group, we met, and we decided this is the groups we want to fund.
And that works as long as that's what the city council decides.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah. And
I'm just saying, when Ben gives to the COBA, the Deschutes County gives to COBA, my guess is they give COBA $1 million. They don't go back and ask the city of Bend and say, well, by the way, we've decided to give $50,000 for full pedal paddle, $10,000 for this, $2,000 for that, and then the council just bothers a rubber stamp.
And by the way, I want some of that COBA money.
So, but
I'm sure
that's a different discussion. I'm going to stay on track here. But the council will get to decide that. In Matters, they give the chamber, the city of Matters gives $55,000 or $60,000 a year of transit room tax to the chamber. They write it quarterly,
right.
And the chamber can decide if they're paying wages.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or if they are doing what. And then they get the heat because they're spending it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an accountability function.
Right. And they come into the budget committee every year and they say, look, we need our $60,000. This is what we're going to do with it.
Believe me when I tell you, I would much rather do it as president of the chamber, working with Dan and working with Ann and Justin or whatever volunteers, and come to the council and say, okay, council,
we're in the visitors bureau.
We're the visitors bureau. Here's what our strategic plan is for this year.
Yeah.
Thank you for the $55,000 or $60,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Here's our strategic plan. We realize you're going to keep some set aside and you're going to keep your 30% to pay bills and whatever, and our part of the kitty is this. That would be great because, quite frankly, we're redoubling a lot of efforts.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to get to in the budget is to where, see, if we're separating it back out. So then, what other things happen is you guys get a percentage and it's based on actuals, which means it's like a roller coaster.
Yep.
And what I would do is, since it's you take a little bit of a hit the first year, but say we think your cut's going to be $45,000, we put budget $40,000, you're going to get $40,000.
Right.
Okay, if we take in $45,000, that isn't lost in our general fund. It becomes beginning cash the next year. And So this, and as motels rates go up and our occupancy goes up, and suddenly we got 80 grand.
And see, quite frankly, I don't love that, because I spent 2 hours earlier this afternoon in a chamber budget meeting going over line by line by line. And you guys have all been in budget meetings. You know how it works. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get. So you just kind of grab something out of the sky. I'd love to be able to go to the chamber board and say, okay, we've got 45, 50 grand this year for a visitor center. This is what we're going to be able to do. In addition to helping Frontier Days, Jazz, car clubs, rodeos, whatever, we're going to be able to do a directory. We're going to be able to do a whatever. And you know, so I'd much rather, from my point of view, I'd much rather come to the city council as president of the chamber and say, thanks for supporting tourism in Lapine. Here's our strategic plan. Here's what we're going to do.
And I think the ORS supports it too, I think.
Obviously it does, because they're doing it in Madras.
Well, they do it all over. Well, yeah, I mean, our resident ORS lady isn't here, but I know that allows dedicated money to the visitor bureau or the visitor center. It allows
so
you to.
If that's what you'd like to do.
Well, that's. Well, I mean, I don't know what can't. We just. I don't know. Justin, you could keep the committee and have it meet twice a year. It's probably all you need to do it. And you'd make a recommendation, or you could just become the chamber. Now, the devil in this. Of that allocation, you were going to have. So I guess you're not giving any direct money to anyone out of the allocation currently.
You know,
not,
I think
not,
well,
this, not, not this year. Yeah. You didn't give the 250s or
this all.
Well,
it'll all go out to this.
Yeah, thing. You know, I know it's
first going to have to go
doing
this year.
Nickel and dime stuff with some more groups.
See, that's why we gave directly from the city to the rodeo and to the
the Frontier Day.
Yeah.
Rodeo Frontier Day.
See, we have $5,000 in our budget for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And that we gave 250 here, 500 there, and so.
But I think that's important for the city to make contributions like
yeah,
that.
No, that's okay. Actually, there's 2,000 in here, and I have.
And those are going to be for things that don't have to meet TRT criteria.
Then I put in the budget $5,000 for the Parks District in our transit room tax. So we would give you an allocation. You would give Justin money.
Mm-hmm.
The city would. If, and maybe next year it's not Justin, it's some other group. But park cities, transit room tax, cities should support parks in some way. And since we don't have to maintain and take care of a park, it would be, and since you have a campground in your city, which is very rare, and it's got that big blue sign on the highway, campground, inside the heart of your city, it's worth some contribution from the transit room tax. But it doesn't need to be washed through the chamber and everything. So
it's been a process of education.
Yeah, I agree.
It really is, and I quite frankly, I like the idea of what we're talking about. From a procedural perspective, I don't know what we need to do to pull it off. I don't know if we just come to the council and say, Mr. Mayor and councilors, for this year, this is what we're recommending, and for fiscal year 11-12. We'd like to request $45,000, and
well, I think what our recommendation would be is we agree on amount to give to the visitors. We take out the whole marketing component of the visitor center doing now, and just stop that. And we say, okay, let me back up. Since we already have the grant applications, I think we need to go through that process. I think what we could do is set it up for next year. Whereas you say, okay, we're going to give, our goal is, to, you know, we had the grants, because we kind of need to follow through with that.
Well, that's fine. You can just say,
maybe we follow through with the grants, and if we want to give more money to the chamber, we can give them more money as a visitors tourism bureau allocation, as opposed to part of the grant. And then we can bring them up to whatever amount we want to give them. And we can just use the balance of that allocation as, you know, hey, we want you to have 45. I know you put in for 42. Here's $38,000 for the tourism center. You now have $45,000. We'll call it good.
Mm-hmm.
Then, since there's no other outstanding grants, you incorporate Rick's recommendations just to start a
beginning balance or whatever.
Yeah, well, the beginning balance thing, but also his other recommendations. If we, I'll recuse myself from this, but for the parks.
And also
he didn't tell me to do that.
And for the parks and for the other,
the 2%,
you know, the 2% set aside, you know, the 30% to the city, you know, we could just make a formal recommendation that is our recommendation, you know, and sure. Just draft it in a letter form or whatever, make a motion on it, and boom, we're done. We accomplished the grant. We stayed true to the grants because we approved the grants. And then next year we look and say, okay, you know, do we need to have? Do we want to do the grants? I mean, it doesn't say. Does it say we have to do the grants, or it just says
no.
We have to? What does the ORS say? Do we have to do a grant process, or?
Oh no! I mean, you can put it all the tourism center. I mean, really, it just has to be used on tourism. They don't care how you do it. They're not micromanaging. It's the motels don't want it to go put and send it on the road. Ben,
right.
Ben pays for a couple cops, arguing that it takes cops to patrol the tourist areas. It is a broad definition. People get themselves way wigged out.
Yeah.
Either you aren't going to be able to, like, say, go to run the landfill with it,
right.
But you're fine.
Well, here's what I would like to do then. I would. Does that sound like something that, if we came to the council, that would fall on sympathetic ears?
I think, just speaking for myself, that I think the way it could be laid out very simply would be to relieve the city of the burden of the TRT committee, period. And I've heard all the discussion here that says how it can be done, and a definition of, you know, how the money could be. If you need somebody else over at the chamber to work this piece of it to support Dan and them, then it could
well,
be.
No, that's my job.
Yeah, but whatever. But yeah. No, I think.
You could have a council member who, councilman, you could have, say, you want to help us out of the chamber, we're going to go through the apps. See, yeah. You guys don't have to follow the
rules. Frankly, only one of our council members is a chamber member.
That's
right.
I think we could save the city a lot of money and time and effort, and the same job could get done. And they would have to, take the heat or the accolades and all that for doing it. And
he and his budget right here for 11-12, he wanted 42 from us, and we could give him 40. That's pretty close. And
guarantee 40. Is that
I'd be willing to go out on a limb and say, it's not very far on a limb. Guarantee him 40. And you get 10 grand a quarter. And you can count on it. And then, if we end up with 2 or 3 grand left over, like say it'll roll forward next year. And then maybe you can get 42 next year, you can guarantee 42. Because you're going to have, see, that's what we want to get.
I agree with that.
And then we're not running all these percentages all the time every quarter.
Yeah.
And then you can work your budget. Yeah.
And that's what we talked about.
Let me ask you another question, since we're just kind of tossing around what ifs. What if the visitor center came and said we'd like it every month instead of every quarter?
Could be monthly.
That would really help the visitor center, quite frankly.
That's fine. That's not a big deal. Just divide it by 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think what I would like to do then is we need to do a formal evaluation of the final
what you got.
Final formal evaluation of the applications we have. That being said, I would prefer to do that with Dan here.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So I'd like to recommend that.
Is he going to get us a new proposal, including the Visit Lapine race car?
Yes, and actually, we've actually already put the damn thing on the car.
See, there's and like this thing, the Watts came to him with this, so now this is like thrown into the package.
What's
that's
that?
What I'm saying is,
let me see that race car.
His stuff is just coming all the time.
Well, people are going
to
come
and anticipate what's going to be there next week because somebody might come up to him with some big.
It's just hard for him to manage as anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a smart car.
And the time he puts into this application to try to anticipate and show what he's going to do.
Frankly, I would much rather spend my time supporting Dan and working with Dan and asking Chamber and Visitor Center board members and members of the Chamber to come to a meeting and say, okay, let's get our heads together and figure this out, rather than figuring out if we're getting all the stuff right according to the ORS.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'd like to do, if this is okay with everybody else. I would like to, we're scheduled to meet next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We are.
We are.
Yeah.
We scheduled two meetings.
I will be here next Thursday.
Okay.
I can't come on Thursdays. I only do Tuesdays and Wednesdays if you don't want me here. But okay, so it's a good way for you not having here is keep having them on Thursday. Yeah. It works great for you.
I can do next Wednesday.
Actually, there's a council meeting next Wednesday, isn't there?
That's at 6. But if you've been met at 5 or something.
Yeah, we could meet earlier. Would that work?
We're set up in here.
Usually it works for me, although I do this community school. I mean, I came right from there. I'd have to leave that earlier. Let's see, that's the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just have to... You guys meet at 6, is that correct?
Yeah.
I could probably do 5.
That should be plenty. No,
that'd be flying
in
the door.
Here anyway.
That'd be flying in the door at 5.
5, I could do.
Okay. All right, well then let's move the meeting. And does that give you enough time to get public notice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's been a reasonable time frame.
This committee like this,
yeah.
All we have to do is post it.
All right, so we're going to reschedule the meeting
for 5.
Wednesday, May 11th at 5 p.m.
This is actually for next year's money, right?
It is.
For dry on.
For FY 11-12.
So I just know you have $40,000. That's what we put in. So however he decides what he gives or how he does.
We've got to go through this process, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got to do that. And then what I'd like to do...
I mean, that's how much money that you would be getting.
Okay, so we have...
And then what I'd like to do is get on the council's agenda.
We do that after July or something. We need to...
No, we need to do it before July because it has to be approved by the council before...
Oh, for that. Oh, to get on. Oh, right. That's fine.
And then, so we'd like to make that presentation, and then I'll get together with you.
Yeah.
And we'll wordsmith out how we want to do this.
Well, the council, really, all they have to do is approve. We're going to start giving a direct allocation. The budget's going to approve. Actually, the budget's going to approve X amount, and it's going to be in our budget message.
And then I'll just.
And then all we have to do is vote to repeal this resolution that created the committee. The committee's no longer in existence. I mean, that's...
All right, then I won't make a proposal to repeal the committee. You guys
can do that.
I'll make a proposal to do all this other stuff in the proposal for this year's funding.
Sure.
And then, go ahead.
So, but, I'm sorry, you finished your comment.
I
want to hear about the $40,000.
That's all there is.
Okay, so that's all that you...
Because there's $68,000.
No, okay.
There's $68,000, 30%, you take that off. $5,000 to you, 2% set aside, leaves just a little over $40,000. We were 72 last year in the budget. Barb Ann, her motel isn't paying, and we'll probably have to go to court. We'll spend the money on out of our 30% to go after her. We'll probably get a lien, but the lien doesn't come through until the motel is sold in a foreclosure or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that could be years or never. Mm-hmm. So the fact is you really can't figure Barb Ann in. Which is odd. At some point, someone said, well, does it become criminal? I said, I have
$20,000.
Yeah, it was a couple thousand. The other thing is because I'm trying to give you a guaranteed amount, I took another $2,000 off because high gas prices. Mm-hmm. People may not travel as much. Mm-hmm. Then other guys say, well, they're going to stay in Oregon and travel more. But, so I went from 72 to 68 and then allocated the 70-30. Took 5 off for parks. We would write the check to parks. Took the 2%, which is like $825.
And if parks doesn't need the money, then that becomes a beginning balance?
Yeah. If parks doesn't need...
Or contingency.
Contingency.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
If Dan says, hey, we've got this opportunity for this great thing or whatever, and
right.
Can you partner with us?
I mean, we could do... And over time, that we could hopefully have more of that as the motel tax goes up.
Okay. Is that on the agenda too?
You mean if the city doesn't need the 2%?
Motel tax going?
Well, it's in there. That's just there. That's what we'll fund if little groups want $100. We can take it out of that. Right. I mean, it's
All right, well, I'm good.
It's only $858, so. Or maybe that's the little one's fund, the $100 type.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Yeah.
All right. Well, then I think it's a moot point to spend any more time talking about numbers and all that other stuff. I think what we need to do is just review the application that Dan has, because that's what we've been charged to do. And then we will move forward.
Dan doesn't have those four new projects in this budget, I see. But
which new ones?
The cars.
No, what you've got there is Dan's first pass.
So he's changed it since?
Yes. Yeah.
He just brought this to us today.
Do we have that copy?
Yeah, but I don't think he's redone the numbers.
I don't know.
I think what he's doing, though, if I remember, is he's actually reallocating some of the money that he was just spending on other advertising opportunities.
Like Frontier Days, he has 4,000, maybe he's going to take a 1,000 from it.
He was going to take some money from Frontier Days, some from Rodeo, right, and do the car thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, rather than try to make it a line item.
Right.
Then I guess I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Maybe a me.
I second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Let's do that early. All right, works for me.
Yeah, no, I think that'll work out. You're just getting, like you said, it's the city went through. They